Brother Hanson from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to go over some things that we're getting ready to get into the book of the Revelation again. And before we do, we were going over some things that will be introduced in the book of the Revelation. And I want to try to clarify a few things before we get into it, because it can be confusing at times, and I'd like to go ahead and introduce some things before we get into it. There's some clues that we're going to be mentioning. Second clue, we mentioned in our introduction to the yesterday concerning. There's another clue about the type of literature that is the veritable zoo of fantastic creatures that populate its pages, including a seven-headed beast with 10 horns, 6 wings, seraphs covered all over with eyes, and prostitute riding on a monster. All of these add some confusion, but we're going to try to clarify these things, because seven heads, and you know, they indicate seven world ruling empires, and there are actually 10 horns, 10 seven-headed beast, yes, of course, with seven ruling empires, 10 horns, the 10 nations that will come under the Antichrist, and 6-winged seraphs, and some other things that we're going to get into. These are symbols which tell a message of the book in a type of a coded form. And it's understood by the writer and the people to whom he first sent his book, but not by outsiders. How are we ever to discover what these beasts and symbols symbolize? Few people take them literally. Most believe them to be symbolic. However, the agreement ends here, because so many writers differ about the meaning of these symbols. And we will, for 200 or 300 years before the birth of Christ, many Jews were given up on the hope which the prophets had proclaimed. They no longer expected that God was going to restore his people or to full free nationhood or anything like that. Now, the prophetic vision was dying because of the repeated invasions and enslavements of the Jews by foreign powers, the Greeks, the Egyptians, the Syrians, and Romans. So they began to write books expressing a new idea. The new books declared that God was not going to restore Israel and reform this world. Rather, they said that God was going to destroy the wicked of this world and create a new heaven and a new earth, with few righteous people who are left, as Genesis tells us, God did in Noah's day, in order to give their books appearance of ancient wisdom from the past and give them authority. They wrote under the names of such people as, people such as Enoch, Moses, and other famous and influential people of old. While we would not stand for it, if a modern writer were to claim that some famous person from the past had written his work, they did such things back then, when they believed it served the truth and its proclamation. As we'll see in this study of the Revelation, we must be aware of applying our standards to practices and expressions of former days. These writers claim to be revealing God's hidden plan for the world. For this reason, their writings have come to be known as apocalyptic literature. The word apocalyptic comes from the Greek word apocalypse, which means something uncovered or unveiled. It was previously hidden in a revelation. Sections of Ezekiel, Daniel, Joel, and Isaiah are apocalyptic. The first word of the Revelation is apocalypse. Apocalypse. And indeed, in some Bibles, the book of Revelation is called the Apocalypse. The book begins this way because the author wants to communicate to his reader a message which is he received from God, and which was previously hidden. It also a clue to us that he's writing in the traditional apocalyptic writers, indeed an investigation of the symbols and themes in apocalyptic writings, and in Revelation reveals a high degree of similarity. So much so that we can often interpret symbols in Revelation because they are directly borrowed from an older work or an older prophet whose meaning is fairly well known. So the Bible proves itself through itself, and it uses former symbols from other books like Zechariah and other things, which we will get into as we get into the book. These symbols, Ezekiel, Zechariah, some others, they use the same basic symbols. And even though not exactly the same meaning, they're very similar. And these symbols, similar symbols can have different applications in different times. So we must be aware of this and of trying to interpret Daniel and Revelation as if they were referring to the same future events simply because their symbols are similar. They deal with separate events in their own respective time periods using a common vocabulary of symbolism. We must also keep in mind that the apocalyptic writers wrote their books as if they had been written many years before their time. They often describe things happening to their own time as if they were a vision of the future. Again, we would not stand for it if a writer in a newspaper in July of 1994 were to right. And in those days, a president shall arise and make war on ancient Babylon or Iraq, and in who shall nominate a son, Africa, Judge Thomas, to the highest tribunal of the land, Supreme Court, and then try to make us think it had been written hundreds of years earlier. Writers of apocalyptic literature did this because they believed they had a significant revelation from God, and they wanted to present their revelation in all its power and importance. It should be said that at this point in that the original Jewish Christian readers of Revelation were familiar with the symbolism used in the book and would have been able to explain it to their Gentile brothers and sisters in the churches, because the percentage of Jewish Christians shrank so rapidly after the faith was opened up to the Gentiles, the original meaning of these apocalyptic symbols was lost. Now, however, armed with tools of modern studies in apocalyptic literature, we can help to decode the message of Revelation. This leads to another question. Why would the author wish to encode his message in the secret system of symbols? Why? Why not just make it clear? He did this both to dramatize his message and to hide it from the enemies of the community who are described in this book. In Revelation, John is writing about the Romans. If he had said it plainly that the Roman Empire got its government from Satan, the Romans would have severely treated anyone caught with a copy of the book, if indeed they had allowed him to send it to the churches in the first place. You know, they'd lose their head. And expresses his message in symbols, both to hide the message and to make it more real, depending upon who's reading the book. So we take into consideration the time period and the location it was written in. So we have seen how Revelation is a both a prophecy and an apocalyptic unveiling. The author sought to describe God's view of human history and warn humanity where it was going, believing that history was irredeemable, hopelessly corrupt, and would end with a great act of divine intervention. He expressed this message using rather fantastic imagery, common to other ancient apocalyptic writings. So, as we read the book of the Revelation, and we're going to, there'll be questions concerning the author, the date, the first recipients of Revelation. Seem easy to compare the task of deciphering the book, symbols and whatnot. But we're going to get into that detail. It's very important that we consider these things. That way we can more clearly understand the symbolic imagery and the things that are written in the book of the Revelation. So I'm going to stop for now. We'll take this up a little bit later because, you know, there's hundreds of books written on the book of the Revelation. And I've just given you a little bit of information before we get into it. It is a warning. It is an unveiling. It is something that is going to happen in the latter times. And we all should be ready when this takes place. If we're still here, folks, we better be ready. If we're still here, even for a short time, during these unveiling symbolic things, the seven different trumpets, the seven angels, the different the unveiling of what exactly John saw, it is going to happen, folks, and it's not going to be just a story. It's not just a good story written for entertainment's sake. It is a real, true prophecy and a real, true prediction. Take that into your mind and digest it, regardless of what prosperity preachers will try to tell you. It, you know, there's a lot of people that have been innocent in past things, and collateral damage has taken place. And that doesn't mean that it's going to happen in the future, but be ready always to give an account and to pray that you escape all these things that will shortly come upon the earth. That's what the Bible says. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Stay tuned until tomorrow. We'll certainly get more into the foundation and the introduction to the book of the Revelation. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and please write to us and let us know you're listening. We need to hear from you. KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. We would certainly, I know it costs 77 cents for a stamp. I know that. It's a lot of money. But we would certainly appreciate you just letting us know. And we thank you in advance. And God, may God richly bless you. Till tomorrow's study. Study and show yourself approved unto God. Amen.